Jeremy Lyle Brown Learns How to Eat Like a Dinosaur by Neil Brown. Jeremy Brown loved dinosaurs. It didn't matter to him if it was a meat eater or plant eater. Big claws, big teeth, big tail. It just had to be big. And it had to have a big mouth for eating lots of food. At dinner that night, Jeremy told Mom and Dad that he was a dinosaur. Everyone laughed at him, even his little sister and brother, Eliza and Aiden. "You are not a dinosaur." "Am so." "You are not." "Am so." And this went on and on, over and over again. Jeremy's dad wanted to know what kind of dinosaur Jeremy thought he was. Jeremy said, "I'm a T-Rex, and I have tiny arms, a huge mouth, and no table manners. Want to see how a T-Rex eats?" Dad said, "Let's wait until tomorrow when we go out for dinner, okay, Jeremy?" "Okay," answered Jeremy. So the next night, Jeremy's family went out to dinner. Every Tuesday, Jeremy's family went to the diner for their favorite hamburgers and salad. Jeremy called it the Dinosaur. Jeremy had to show his family exactly how a T-Rex ate. "Hi, Brown family. Are we getting the usual?" the waitress asked. "Or are we getting something different tonight?" Jeremy shouted, "I am a Tyrannosaurus Rex dinosaur, and I want 2,000 hamburgers." 2,000 hamburgers? Why so many, Jeremy?" the waitress asked. "Because I learned on the computer today that the T-Rex ate almost 500 pounds of meat a day, and your menu says that your burgers are made with 4 ounces, or 1/4 pound of meat. That means I need 2,000 burgers to equal the 500 pounds of meat a Tyrannosaurus Rex needs. 2,000 burgers, please." "Okay, Jeremy, enough already. One will do, thank you," Dad said. Jeremy was thinking, "What would it be like if I really got 2,000 hamburgers?" Jeremy's dad was always eager to help his son learn. He asked, "Jeremy, do you know what a carnivore is?" "Sure I do, Dad. It's a carnival the dinosaurs went to each year." Everyone was laughing. "Just kidding, Dad. Carnivore is another way of saying meat eater. Duh." "Wahoo! Dinner is being served." Everyone got what they wanted. Dad, Jeremy, and his little sister each got a hamburger, and his mom got a big salad. Jeremy, eager to show everyone how to eat like a dinosaur, placed his hands on the table and lifted the bun off the top of the burger with his teeth. He started to munch on the burger without picking it up with his hands. "Jeremy, where are your manners?" Dad said. "I don't have any manners. I'm a T-Rex." Jeremy's mom thought it was kind of cute. Eliza and Aiden started laughing. Jeremy continued, "A T-Rex could only use its head to eat because of its teeny tiny little arms. Hey, I wonder what a T-Rex would do if it had to get a booger from its nose." "Jeremy, we're in a restaurant. Can you watch what you're saying?" Dad said. Jeremy's mom wanted to know what other kinds of dinosaurs ate meat. Jeremy knew this one. "Mom, lots of dinosaurs ate meat. There was the Velociraptor. I love raptors. They're so cool and fast and look crazy. And then there was the Coelophysis. Remember, we saw a really cool one at the museum. And Mom, get this. There was a dinosaur that looked like the T-Rex, but it was bigger. It was called Gigantosaurus. Its head was almost 1 foot bigger than the T-Rex. Allosaurus also had a cool, large claws on its hands. And the Spinosaurus had huge teeth and was bigger than the T-Rex. And what about those long-necked dinosaurs you like so much? Are they meat eaters as well? Mom asked. Mom, don't you know anything? Said Jeremy. The long-necked dinosaurs were plant eaters, sort of like you with your salad all the time. Hey, Dad, I got a question for you this time, Dad said. What is it, Jeremy? Do you know what they call a plant eater? Let me see. Why don't you tell us, Jeremy? It's called a herbivore, Dad. A herbivore. Is that so? Dad said. I always thought a herbivore was a spice the dinosaurs used to make their food taste better. Ha 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 ha. No, really. The long necks were really pretty cool, Jeremy said. I learned that an Apatosaurus could eat as much as 800 pounds of plants a day. Mom, is that how much salad you have every day? No, Jeremy, I don't think so, Mom said. Hey, you want to know something else really cool? Jeremy asked. Of course, Dad said. A lot of long-neck herbivore dinosaurs didn't chew their food. They just swallowed the leaves and branches when they bit into it, and it went into its gizzard before it went into its stomach. The gizzard had rocks in it that the dinosaur swallowed. Those crazy long necks ate rocks. Can you believe it? Those rocks chewed up the food, sort of like your food processor, Mom. That is interesting, Jeremy. What are those rocks called? Dad asked. They are called gastroliths. I think they give you gas, farts, sort of like what you have all the time, as Jeremy points to Eliza. Mommy! Eliza screamed. Oh, I'm just kidding with you, Jeremy said. Without warning, everyone at the table stopped and looked at Mom in shock. Mom, what are you doing? I'm eating like a dinosaur. Am I doing it right? Mom's face was in her salad, and she was picking up her food with her teeth. A tomato dropped on her lap. Jeremy's dad couldn't believe what he was seeing. His eyes opened wide and stared in disbelief. Jeremy's sister, Eliza, thought this was the greatest fun at dinner she ever had. So she started eating like a dinosaur. And it wasn't long before Dad got into the picture as well. Hey, look! I can fit the whole burger in my mouth with the lettuce and tomato as well. I must be an omnivore, Dad said. Jeremy's family returned home, all having the greatest time together. Jeremy wondered if dinosaurs also had a good time eating together. Mom then said to Jeremy, Aiden, and Eliza, "Time to go brush your teeth and get into bed. You all have school tomorrow." Early next morning, Jeremy's dad made some eggs for himself before work. Jeremy got up early and saw the food on the table. Jeremy took another plate and grabbed some eggs with his hands off of Dad's plate and put it on his. Jeremy's dad got angry. "What are you doing?" "Oh, Dad, didn't I tell you? Today I'm an oviraptor, egg robber, and I just stole your eggs." "Oh boy," Dad said. What will he think of next?